This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rocket strike at a soccer field in the Israeli controlled Golan Heights has killed at least 11 children and teens. It is the deadliest strike on an Israeli target along the country's northern border since the fighting between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah began. It raised fears of a broader regional war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns that Hezbollah will pay a heavy price for the attack, one that it has not paid so far. Hezbollah has rushed to deny any role. Netanyahu is hurrying home from the United States. Israel says 20 other people were wounded. Japanese and U.S. defense chiefs and top diplomats are meeting in Tokyo for security talks aimed at further bolstering their military cooperation, including by upgrading U.S. forces' command and strengthening an American-licensed missile production in Japan. The allies increasingly operate together in a rising threat from China. According to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who are joining their Japanese counterparts, the 2+2 security talks reaffirms their alliance following President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the November presidential race. They're also holding their first talks on the U.S. commitment to extend deterrence, which includes nuclear weapons. Three Russian warships arrived in Cuban waters, according to Moscow's second such maritime voyage in as many months, and a reflection of deepening ties between Russia and Cuba. The naval group, consisting of a training ship, patrol frigate, and a refueling tanker, are expected to remain docked in Cuba's port of Havana until July 30th. The Sunday arrival of the vessels comes more mere weeks after another squadron